holding in the sugya of Maris Dam, Simkut Peches. We have two stories in the Gemara in Nida and that Chof and Beis, the sugya of Yalso and the sugya of Rebbe. I'd go through the stories and bring out the lochas that come out of these stories. First, we have, the Gemara's second case is the case of Rebbe. Rebbe first saw Dam Balaila, says it's Tomei, then saw Dam Bayoim, says it's Tahiro, and afterwards he was Metamet. The Gemara's Ahavimina thought he was Metamet without seeing it a third time. The Gemara's Kasha, Ein Lachadayin Elamash Ein Rois. The Gemara's Mashkon is, he saw it a third time. The Gemara's Mamshik then brings down that at night you can see it, Bar Haner, which Shmuel says you can see it B'yom Oinein on a cloudy day, Bein Amudei. However, Hatchila is brought down that Rav Ami says you see it B'chamo Tzel. Or the way Rav brings down, it's in the Chamo and the Tzel B'yodoi. The way Reuben showed me, took his hand with the Mara, covered it open. Rav Berkowitz says, basically, you put it near the sun, but you're standing in the shade, but not mamish next to the sun. That's how it's been chamal itself. It's going to be two different ways doing the same idea, the same concept. Now, from this story, Randolph last time, I'd like to go through certain points, two main points over here. One is the concept about marriage changing. In marriage changing, there seem to be three or four cases brought down over here. First case is when it's a wet Myra, the change is being dry. The second case when changes l'chumra, and the third case when changes l'kula. First, when you have a wet Myra, where's the Bach coming from? The Bach says, well, the case of Yorick, a kavyo, so the Gemara says, why does the kavyo argue on the Rabbanon? The Gemara has two reasons. Either the word damel, the lesle, or it's a case of dam shaloko. So he says, let's be choishish, the idea of dam shaloko, when it came out when it's wet, it was loko, and it turned to be a case of green. When it dries up, let's be choishish, we choishish be back to a case of being red like it was in the beginning. So really the case of Bach is discussing a Mara that's green. He ends off, Ulechein, Mara Yorick, V'lovon, do not look at it until it dries up. I mean, the whole Shulchan Torah is discussing Yorick. He ends off with Lovon V'Yorick. So the Ars form, they bring down that the Torah is safer in the Bach. The Bach's whole Shash Dafka by Yorick, that's just coming from a caveat. And the words Lovon you should take out. Take out. The Maisa, that's not how the Taz brings it down. But the others want to answer, that's Pshat in the Bach where. The way the Taz brings it down is Kepashis, the word of Fenenu. There will be Choshes, aside for white, and aside from the case of green, either one. The Maisa, even though that's the Bach's Malach, and the kid says Choshes, but the Maisa, the Paiskim did not go this way, and the Taz comes along, it brings down four rays against it. Two of the rays is the Gemara Chof and Beis, our Sigur. One brings down, we have a Klal, Ein Lecho Ma, Ein Avrois. The Maisa, you see right now, it's Mutter. Void the Akimta of the Gemara, according to Rebbe, the way Rashi explains it, he saw a Mara that was wet. Wet. And the reason why he went to go look at them later on, not much had to do with Choshish. Very clear, saying the Mahavim, even the Maskono. So Rebbe saw a Mara that was wet, the way how the Gemara and Rashi explains it. So we have two rites from the Sugya itself, the Lechora, that we do not care, or not can be worried that changes later on. And therefore, the Ikka, the person can come along to argue with this concept. Like Gamma mentioned last time, that you have to have a Masura to see when it's wet. Because Maris do change to have a glass to shine to it when it's wet, and usually only taught when it's dry. And therefore, you have to learn also when Maris are wet, which is not that common. And therefore, there are people who wait till it dries, not mitzah the Bach. Mitzah, that's how they're taught, with dry Maris, not wet Maris. That means it comes along the place, can be Ikka, they go like the Taz, the Chavdas, the Graz, Chach Mosodim, not like the Bach. Number one, maybe tell you safe in the Bach. Number two, we have the Taz Rayas. What the Gemara says, we only judge what we see lefanenu. That's Aleph. Second, the case that Taz does not speak out, what happens, you do see lemaisa changes over here. And we have this Taz of Bach and Shach. They're discussing, the Taz and Shach are arguing on the Bach. But do they agree with the idea that let's say changes come up to be Machmer? So that puts the Shuba brings down the Chamsi, and he argues two points on the Bach. Number one, you only judge right now. And number two, even if it changes, we keep it as is, and we only judge what comes down from the body. That's how we judge it. Now the Piskachu brings down that the Shvus Yaakov Mice wants to argue. He has Machloikis, so the Tile Mice wants to be Mekel, Chavdas or Choshochin went this way, Ramosha. At Salashani, the Piskachu brings down even the son of the Chavdasri, the Yaiv himself, was afraid of Mice to be Mekel over here. And therefore, the Apostle will argue, Avazar, Chodshani, they come along to be Machmer, and says, the mice, if it changes, come along to be Machmer. That means the second question is, Avadu could judge Lefanenu. But let's say you know a change, What's the halacha? Maybe machlokes among the poskim to be machmir not. Practically, they say, they speak out. Let's say, usually, what does the rav do with the myra? So in the old days, they would keep it to wash it, so it stayed around. Today, you either throw it in the garbage, you don't see it, or they put it. What? They'd wash it, use it all over again. It was a cloth. They would. It had value to it. Us, we are in a throw-out society, and everything is disposable, so we don't use myra all over again. The only reason why it would be saved is to be put inside a bag and to be taught again. So usually when it's inside a bag and the rav sees it again, he does not know exactly who it came from. He does not remember. It's inside, mixed inside 100. It does not come out really practically to come up to be negated this halacha. They do point out that also usually when it changes, it usually comes out to be more makel. It really depends what color you're discussing with. Usually when it's red, it turns to brown and fades anyway to come up to be more makel. They do say people sometimes leave their phone number on top of it, or they write exactly who they are. They point out that the give us Pinchas, put up his ketshuva, he says, wash it out. You have no chiyuv to leave it around. So people say, just cross out the number, make sure that the rov does not know the number, because there actually have been times that the rov said, this ma'ar I've seen before, and when I saw it originally, I was matir, now it looks worse, I would come on taser. I asked the rov, Berkutz, who's ma'ar? Play it there. What's the halacha? Fine, what can you do now? So it does change sometimes. It clearly does change. Usually be more makel, some going to be more machmer. Make sure not to give all the machlokes, and make sure the phone number on top of it. You'll nice you can wash it off, no chiyuv to go, leave it around over here. Now that's the case when you changes the chumrah. What about the other way? It comes out. No, when you saw it right now, it was mutter.
Oh, let's
now the other way around. Let's say right now, first it being machmer. And then it changes the kula. Can you be makel over here? So the Chavda says it sounds like shemach lekis chamsvi versus Shvos Yaakov. It's like they want to argue change the chumra, maybe change the kula. Maisa, the Chavda himself maskon says shemach menu kivega. Also in the chedushim, he it should not be the mach lekis. It's not totally zebze. Even agrees you judge what comes out in your body, and the only reason why the chamsvi wants to be makel darcher dakinoim that sword does not apply over here, and therefore it changes the kula. Everyone agrees the ma'isa to be machmer. You have no right to change the lekula over here. And again, usually it does not happen the way. Usually again, it comes out to be red. It'll change anyway to be more makel. That's a change over here. The pesach can say we judge what comes out from your body. A fourth case comes on the pesach shuvah ke'inzeh change lekula, except when you usually saw it, you saw it at night. At night, especially in those days, the lights were not as good, cannot be seen as clearly the myra in the correct. Call it corrected way. And therefore, come on the Pesach Teshuvah, bring down the Machloikis to give up Shol versus Siddur Torah. What's the loch you saw that night and you're metamed at night and then during the day you see no, and my Siddur Torah. What's the loch in that case? So the give up Shol wants a Taino. If you saw that night, you made a mistake. Posh made a mistake. Not that Mara changed. At night there's no good light. The Gemara is very clear, you see during the day in the cell, but during the day. And the light of the sun is different than the light they had in those days. And therefore, come along to the Givat Shol and say, you can say you make a mistake, or Moshe went this way, and Matara the Myra. I said, Hashem, the Sotara says, no. If you're Machmer at night, well, Maisha will be Machmer now. Except you're Mesopag at night, or you're Tia at night, or you're unsure at night. Numerous times people bring me things, there's certain things that are clear, I paskin. But night's not always that clear. I tell them, usually, come back tomorrow morning, unless the Lel Tfilo, then what to discuss. But otherwise, not Negea. I say, the Mice is not that simple to judge right now. Sometimes it's very easy, sometimes it's very hard to judge. If it's not that simple, or you Mesopek, and you thought maybe it's Tomei, and the next morning you see it's Taru, that case is a Chok Mazadim, then will be Mekel. Then it says the Kishon, or Choshokon, and Ikon, probably can say, then you can be Mekel. You know for sure at night it was Tomei, and then change, don't say you made a mistake. That means they get to changing, we have four questions over here. Number one, when it's wet, you have to wait to be dry. Tazan Shach Paskin against the Bach, you do not have to wait. I was secure. Number two, when change L'chumra, what's Alocha? That's Pesach Shuvah, Machlokes, Shvos Yaakov, versus Cham Tzvi. Number three, when changes L'kulo, the Paskin Maisa Machmer. Number four, when it changes L'kulo, when you saw that night, that Pesach Shuvah, Machlokes, do you say you made a mistake at night when you knew for sure at night? Only you can say you made a mistake at night when you were Subak at night. That's one. You saw it from a Rebbe. Second, you saw it from Rebbe. Discussing, can a person see Maris at night? That means, come on, Rebbe is very clear. Rebbe saw the Maris at night. And Rebbe springs down, he saw the Orhaner. That means the Pashas is, Avadi can. Agam the Gemara goes on further, saying you see during the day. Now, the Chilah see during the day. But But halacha technically can't see it at night. There's Gemara Megillah and Daf Yudalid that Avigal brought a mar to David HaMelech. And he started looking, and she said to him, "Chimar dam balaylo, ailasi mars at night." Says Rashi, "How can you see mars at night? How can mechalch bein dam le dam between these reds and those reds?" And therefore, Avigal told David, "You cannot see that night." The idea of women telling men what to go do, David HaMelech already. So, Meister, we have a question. How is the serious Gemara, as they point out? We have Rebbe singing during the day, at night, and yet Avigal says you cannot go. And it sounds like we go like Avigal. So, really, it's divided into two sections. One, Bizman HaChazal, one, Bizman HaZeh. So, first, Bizman HaChazal, before we get to our times, the way how the Aruch HaShulchan HaKama would answer Esme Rishon the Eshkol, once a Mechalek, Dov HaMelech discussing, Stam Besingim by Levana, by Vichovim, but not by the Ner, or her Ner. Rabbi is discussing singing by a candle. There's light by a candle. How we go outside, middle of the month, there might be light in the moon and the stars. But that's not good light. And Avigal is telling Dov HaMelech, do not see it by the moon. Do not see it by the stars. But or Ner, might see you can. That's the only way to understand the sugya. Asad
Hasheni. Maybe it depends what day of the month it was.
Could be. But that concept, but doesn't sound, that's discussing weird. Or an error. The Gemara says, or an error. Mashenki Dov is saying, at night. The Beis Dov says, it brings down the Yishalmi, and the Yishalmi brings down, again, the Maase Rebbe. And the Gemara says, by Maase Rebbe, he first says Tomei, and then it's Torah, and then it was Tomei. The Yishalmi says, and he made a mistake looking at night. The Choma correct, he should not see Mars at night. And Betzim, it's true, the Maase, that's what our Yabavli says. The Yishalmi says, no, the Ikazak Avigail. And therefore, Bizman HaChazal, you cannot see. That's what the Chidol HaMaisa brings down. That means Bizman HaChazal can see Mars at night. It's Machlokes, what you take out from our Sugi Rebbe. Do Rebbe make a mistake? That's Yishalmi says. No, Kisamach Pan Rebbe, but or aner. That's one, you saw it. Again, Bizman HaChazal. And again, us, come along to Tarshish Shlomo, and says, us, by us, anything is not to let me with the Maisa HaMachmer. The words of Rashi Bavigail is because to be mechalk bein dam ledam, the four mara that are maras that are dom, versus all other ones that are red, that's not simple. Look by the lekachovim, look by levona that you can go do, even by aroner. But us the mice, anything that's neutral mimos, the mice are machmer. Anything that's not neutral mimos, the mice are mekel. So us, bizman the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, and onwards, maybe in that case, come along, we can be mekel. Because anything that's neutral mimos, the mice are machmer. Anything we're saying to be mekel night, it's really not nichlin get of chazal of the red ones, not to be chayshish. Therefore, the kids of the Aruch HaShulchan and the place can be down in the Chodeshani, the mina loch lemaisa that bizman hazeh, we can look. That means whether we go like Rebbe or Avigal, that's bizman chazal. Bizman hazeh, we're more machma amaris, known at night that can be makel on something that's the adum kedam of bizman chazal. No, just like inkizeh. Div nochshash, the swam do say, of course, it's bad to see during the day. However, and certain colors you should only see during the day. However, the lochas you can see at night. But right, they point out, we have something called Beches, Maris Adam, and no one brings down the locha, Nazi Maris at night. Now they point out this right, Nazi Maris at night is very good in Kuf Beches. The Mephoshu Ramon, Sim Kuf Tzadik Vov, but the Sugar is the Zayin Nikim, says Ramon, Sim Dalid, Rabadika Tiel, or a Yoim Loyal or a Ner. The Ramon does bring it down. The Chorim will say it's not brought down Kuf Beches. Some are going to point out, that's very nice. Kuf Beches not brought down, which should have been brought down. It's brought down by the Zayin Nikiyim. They should not check Nal or Haner, very clearly Nal or Haner, only or Yom. So the Sittar wants to Mechalik and say, when you Mecheskes Tumo, during the Zayin Nikiyim, you cannot check or Haner. You have to check during the day. And then Gevav with Cheskes Tumo, Gevav Mechalikis, Shulah Pesach Shuvah ready. Maestro are going to point out, that's not the Mo'ro, the Oyem does not seem to do that way. The Padish Shemoyim already says, we don't see the Oyem being Zohar not to look at night over here. So he wants to tell the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch discussing that Noshim should not see at night. They don't really know the colors. The Noshim make all and say it's white or green, that Echonami Noshim only see during the day. And therefore the Padish Shulchan, when he brings it down, he says, I see the Oyem not being Machbid, he brings down the Seir Tyro, he says, the Maisa Padish Shemoyim seems to be that correct on Hoggle, and he's Moisif also by us, it's not even the Oraner. We're Chashmal. That means it really leads to, we have different categories over here. That means first we have a Zman HaChazal. We have Machlokes Kesiyat, the Oraner or not, Aleph. Not Baruch HaChovim. Second, we have Bezmanazeh, since we will be Mekel Lat Mimos, we Mach Ben Lat Mimos, therefore maybe can be Semek Lahakol. We have a third case of Zainakim, and then we have a fourth thing, Negeta Or Chashmal. Now, just to speak out, Negeta Or Chashmal, again, the Baal HaShulchan is very clear that Chashmal is better than Or Ner. Now, really, they point out the different candles out there. I mean, Rav Padova, Cheshev Eifert, speaks out the ones that 20, 30 years ago were incandescent and they were yellowish. And any of those lights to make Mari be more tummy, it made things worse. Therefore, if you're matter anything at night, it's only much during the day. So, Ishtak Yisvar, Aruch HaShmal, to be more makel. To be samech, more be samech upon it, because if you make all night, it's only makel during the day. How do they speak out? Fluorescent. Fluorescent makes red turn to be more brownish. If you make them brown like Pesach Shuvo, this over here, to not be samech on fluorescent. Now, I point out even these fluorescents are different colors over here. This one is more whitish, this is more yellowish. And in the Moira Ra, they have a more of a, they have a specific fluorescent they think is better. That means you used to give Shabur in the Moira Ra, there's a light right behind us. That light was a specific light for Maris. That's supposed to be more color corrected. Now, again, the place can speak out, and then hopefully, because any Moira Ra, any Bezin, there's always a light there. That light should be the correct light, not to change the Maris. What they're doing every Moira Ra, they're being semich upon that light, as it says the Pashu Chodarach, especially Or Chashmal. However, when they are Sveikis, with not Makam Tzarekot, they'll leave it to the next day. I mean, this is the gate of the seventh day, and going to the mikvah, fine, usually Rav will take his time to look upon it. Otherwise, usually, if it's clear, if the kesem less than the grid is very simple, if it's more than the grid, we can tell what color it is exactly, it's very simple. But if it's a real good Sofek, Echonami, the place will leave it to the next day. Unless it's Tzarekot, and the guy has to pass on something, then either he'll take, has broad shoulders, or pass on to somebody else. But again, we have these four levels over here. Yeah, we have Chazal, Bizman Azeh, Zainakim, and Or Chashmal. What? Oh, we'll get to women. We'll get to the Bezeshim. Now, sorry? If it's simple, yes. Bizman Azeh is from, say yes. I mean, certain colors are very easy. Especially certain Musaris are very easy. Depends what Musari is coming from, yeah. Now, just to get to Mara's couple points, first, some people use something called a magnifying glass. Sukhit. Is there any tzad or any svara, yes or not to go use it? So first of all, any degrees where the eyes cannot see is mutter. Whatever you cannot see. So why are people using glasses for? A magnifying glass. What's the reason for it? So first of all, at least the way our Torah Berkowitz, it makes things much easier to go see. For example, people go to Sreikim, La Marara, have a magnifying glass. When you have a magnifying glass, you can spin around very quickly. And then we have Sreikim to take it out, look by the sun, here, there, other places. If you, same thing with Marara, if you have a magnifying glass, you see things very quickly, and then you start judging without that. Like, why did the glass not make you Matama or Tara things? That's Aleph. It just makes it much easier and saves time, especially if you get to my age. When I was younger, it was easier. Now everyone knows I take off my glasses. 10 years ago, I didn't. Fine. It's just to help you to go see. That's Aleph. Oh, it just makes us. I've been trained to go use it, so it makes things so much easier. It is much easier. And that's the same thing.
You don't have an opinion about when you look at the magnifying glass?
I know usually what happens, yeah. I've been seeing enough Maras that I know what happens. Now, Vaid, let's say you find something only the magnifying glass. So one of the Pichosh for it, without your eyes, you don't see it. So besides learning to tell the Machashur, it's usually Nichol again of Eichin Abodic. Which, anyway, there are, again, if you take any big cloth and see a bunch of them, you take it without being even used. You take a magnifying glass, you'll see there are little strands of red or dots there that are not clean. That means you should check it beforehand, which every girl should check a big cloth beforehand. You'll see the myself things there, and therefore nothing get of an H and a buttock, so don't really, usually don't worry about it anyway. Now, when you get a magnifying glass, they sell one for 2 shekels and 1 shekel store for 2 shekels, fine. That mice you should not use because they're not color corrected. The reason why the glass that people are buying for $40, $50, because if you take a magnifying glass, it'll change the color. And the point is to help you add in the colors. Therefore, the glass that the Olam is buying is really diamond magnifying glasses. These glasses are what the diamond sellers use because their color is very important. It makes a difference in hundreds of thousands, if not more, dollars. And therefore, the Mara is the same thing, it's worth that amount. And therefore, these magnifying glasses that the people are buying and using are special ones to make sure they're color corrected to see exactly how it is without the magnifying glass. And therefore, stam get one from the store, it's not the one the person should go use over here. Just throw out three questions that are brought down on the sheets in the gate to B'dik Chlos. Is number one, they discuss, can you learn B'dik Chlos halachas in the base like Yisai? Can you check in the bathroom? Because you have to go through the halachas in your mind. You have to see Shemai in the bathroom. One question is on the sheets over here. The second question, after you look at the B'dik Chlos, can you speak Torah? Do you have to wash your hands over here? Is the bayah discussing something that's maluchlich over here? Also an interesting question to discuss what is the mara. The third question is, when you get a mara, can you put on the sefer? Is it designed for the sefer? I said, this is Isaac in the mitzvah. Is it worth putting a pen on top of it or not? Is it tzarek for it? Fine, three shallows, interesting shallows over here. Fine, so negatu, Adkan Sefalo, if we discuss 2 points over here, seeing maras at night and maras at change. Next story, the second story of Yalsa. That's early on the daf. Yalsa, the wife of Nachman, she brought a mara in front of Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi said, "My son's tomei." Brought to Yitzchak. Yitzchak says the mara is toyo. So the Gemara asks an obvious question: a chacham that's metame something, ain chaver roshel letar. What's the head to go do it? The Gemara says, "No, really, at the beginning of Yitzchak was metame it. Came along Yalsa and said that Rabbi was chosh be'enai." And therefore, really, Rabbi would have been Matarit if he would have been healthy over here. And therefore, he's Semech upon Yalso. Basically, Semech upon Yalso. Now, it sounds like, the Gemara says, that she's telling Rabbi Yitzchak what Rabbi would have done. And Semech upon Yalso, if I think Gemara, I know it's Lefenenu, let Rabbi Yitzchak himself go check the Mara itself. And the Gemara, no. Be'etzem Yitzchak held the Maaseh's mutter. Except, he heard that Rabbi was Matamit. I'm not going against Rabbi. We say upon Yalsa the chosh be'enai. But Eichnami, Rabbi Yitzchak himself, held with Torah. I'd count the sugyo. 2 points in the sugyo. Number one, the Isha that has a mara, and she sees it, and she lost it. She's never to tell you what the color is. That means you give her a color chart. She points, that's the color. She points to green, she's Nemon. Points to red, she's Nemon also. She's never to tell you what the color is when it gets lost. Number two, we see from the Gemara, that a chacham was metara something, and in front of us, the loch is, if shall, as a shiloh, not poishit, the loch is, he has to go mavar. That means, it's lefanenu, she says something, he has to go check. That means, it comes out really from our sugya, we have to discuss 3 points. 1 point, where chochem is metame, in other words, another rav says Torah, that's the Rishon Beis, in kamakoyme, that's one you say from the sugya, the Gemara says he can't, and we have numerous klom to get to it, the Rishon Beis. The second point of the sugya is what's her nemanos. When does she believe, when she's not believed? Practically, how to apply practically. And third thing over here is, why did Yalsa bring it to Rabbi and Yitzchak? Why does bring it to her husband, Rav Nachman? Can her husband paskin the maris of his wife? Those are the 3 questions in the sugya that come out. So, well, Avigal, would they marry then?
Why not?
She says not, wasn't.
Well, they were married then?
No. So first, negate the second one again. 1 point is change the psak one chacham another chacham. That's not our sugya. Second sugya about negate the monos. It's very clear. It comes out. There really going to be 4 questions over here. One, when she lost it, that the Gemara says she's nemon. That's a makaper. That's very clear. The Gemara. Once lefanenu, we pass an locha. We will have to go check it. That's also makaper. The shach is moisif. When she does a bdiko and a friend has it in front of her, also cannot be samech upon a friend. Those are 3 simple cases brought down on the page. The question is, let's say the isha does a bdiko, it's the mara is not in front of the rav. Could the isha paskin on the mara? That means a very simple case that's left out from the mechaber and the shach over here. That's brought down by the pesach tshuva. What's the loch? An isha does a bdiko, comes out green, white, orange, yellow. Does she have to bring every single marita rav? I mean, I put this marita rav 100 times already. Every single time he tells me it's fine. I know this color. I've seen it. Everything even worse than this is even mattered. I have to bring this one to rav. So the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the city of Tyra. He sounds like some machlokes in the sugya of Rashi versus Rajbo. According to Rajbo, binemon. According to Rashi, there's a reisla fenenu. And according to Rashi, you have to go mavar. And therefore, the Pesach Shuvah brings down the Seder Torah that every single Mara you have to go bring Torah of. Every single Mara that way. And there's Pideya that way, and Asher Levoina that way, Pasir Moinim. They bring down every Mara. The question then is there a Shir? Is there a Gul? Is there a rule to it? Every single thing you have, mice you have to go bring down over here. So come along the Svarim, and they want to either define the Siddhartha, but it come along to argue the Siddhartha. And they say, especially with Manazah, that anything that's not to let me Muslim Maisa, we are Matmer. So anything that Isha knows by now is Mutter, it's not Nichol Nesvekis of Solomon Minatara. Because anything Minatara Vash, you won't come along to Matter. Come to Matter, white, green, and the Vada is Mutter over here. Void even Rashi, they want Taino. Rashi is causing a Sigur, which is Lefenenu, this is Reyeso. Now Lefenenu, come along Chachmus, but Solomon says, we have to go bring it to Rav. Maybe this is Efshel of Ruwe, which is in front of us, right here, don't close your eyes. But a Tircha, called Matriach, first called Mavar, every single time a Maro, Nichol Gedev Tircha, who said they've come Mavar in this situation? Nevo come along the Chochmah Zadim and says, only with a Safek, she's not sure, then you have to go bring it to Rav. Even though she thinks and she knows by now, but it's only a Tzad to declare, then bring it to Rav. But anything that you know 100%, white, green, or Kedaima, yellow, whatever color is, or blue, those things come along, they want title Maisit Smotr. Therefore, the Badei Shulchan, when he discusses this point, he brings down, he says, what's the Tzad to Yimach? What's the Shio here? Actually, sees it being his Odom, what's the argument to the Tyro? And therefore, it says, when there's no Safek of it, not to be Chosh at all. Now, that means it comes out just practically, when you have a Mara, if you're Masopik or she's Masopik, speaks out to being his Odom. Let's say you're also Masopik, you have a right to Paskin, instead of being his Odom, there's no Chosh to men and women. It's just women do the Vedikas, they don't know, they think this way, or they have a Safek to it, they think they know, then you have to ask yourself. So she does give it to her husband. Because man is there, right? Us men, we bring it for whatever reason. Could he also be paskening? No, no difference. There's no chilul between men and women. Building upon there's no chilul between men and women, they discuss, can we have women that are taught colors, and do women have a right to pasken maris? Now, obviously, that's not for our circle, but there are other circles that might have women who check maris. The question is, are they neman or not? They have a right to check Maris. So the way the Divrei Chaim, the Sanja says, and it seems that way for the Bina Sodom, there's no difference. If you taught, you know. If you taught, you know. Except it used to be the Chaim who was taught men and went from men to men. They say in certain communities in Eretz Yisrael for some reason when they got women who checked, somehow there were three times the amount of Maris that showed up by the Rav or Rebbetzin, or more than that. What was happening when only Rav got the Maris? Those few thousand didn't show up. So the women said, of course, we're being machmer. Obviously, Yesh Lodin, what society they were discussing. And if they were being machmer. But obviously, they speak out. In certain communities and societies, women are more comfortable with women. And I think the Olam, some people might know what place I'm referring to. They have women who check marriage. No problem with that.
Is it considered like a shvara that
they... Oh, the Gemara, the Moshe Shvara, but the Pashas, no. That's sure. That's being... It's if you know and you have a Messiah, you're being taught what colors are, you have a right to Paschim. You're saying the idea of what the color is.
Like you're a rabbi,
no? They're not a rabbi. They're telling you what the color of the Mara is. No. The Bechaim says, Mice, no problem. Again, not in our society, not in our communities, but well, certainly our communities out there, and they have a Makor Lalocho, and no one seems to argue upon that point over here. The Mice said, that taught, what's between me and you? There's no best known over here. No, Maxim is no Shara. Moshe discussed the gate to the Sugya of Kashrus. He says, if other women can work in Kashrus, this can be in the top of the Kashrus. It's the same thing over here. There's a Rav on top of them, but they're the mice checking, they don't want to talk to women. There's someone who set them up. Right? Whoever in that community, there's someone who set them up, there's someone above them. Anything that you don't know, come bring it to me and I'll decide. Usually they're taught, and they can know colors very well. No problem over here. So coming out of the gate to Nemonas, so first of all, again, if it's clear, making this phone call like by the Shulchan Paskins, she does not have to go bring it to her off. But he does not know, or any sad to the Sopik, if say her, say her husband, they have to go bring it to Rav. But it's what? Yeah, they're not sure. They should be. No, because sometimes people learn a little bit of Maris. People might spend a half a year learning Maris and they give up. It takes a long time. So, in the beginning, you learn some basic ideas, so basic concepts, basic colors. But you have to be 100% sure what she gave it to her husband for. Fine. Third point of the sugya is Yalsa. Is the question is, can you paskin on your mara of your wife? So really, Tosi is the question of Chof and Beis. Tosi has to be towards him. Why of Nachman did not paskin for Yalsa? Either he was not a baki, maybe he was young, not learned the maras yet, or in a case leaving like for a parish, the chashash, or shleitas gan al baila. Comes out to the shach, brings on Tosi. The be'etzem you are nem on your wife. It's clear from Tosi, except maybe it's not a good eitz to go do it. That means the place can all say a vada you can't paskin for your wife. However, is it better not to paskin for your wife? And the kids should bring the halacha l'maisa. If you have a baya of tiskan or bailo, or leave an akiva parish, to the bada shulchan, board down with this farm in Khanami, don't paskin. But let's say there is no chash, you've seen a thousand miles, there's no limit like a parish, and there's no chash of a tzgan al baila, does not make a difference to you. That's why the shach left as is, you're allowed paskin maris for your wife. However, Kamala Pesach Yeshuva, and it means on the Chokhmas Adam, it says that Dafka in a case where it's not as chazak Yisru, when it's switching, being a case of Cheskas Isser to Cheskas Heter. That means, as they point out, the Rash Negoyim, that means Tais is being down from the Sugi Negoyim, they get paskin upon. Your wife's Myro, the Rashi Negoyim is the same question. Why in the world are Yalza bringing it to a Rav, Rabba, and the Yitzhak bringing it to a Nachman? Says one reason, like the Skana Baila. A second reason, says the Rash, is it's Chazik Yisro. It's Chazik Yisro. So, best of this Chachma Sodom, Pesach Teshuva, is better than a Rash already, and the Miri says also in the Sugi that way. And therefore, the Pesach can say, once the Gate are going to the Mikvah, and certain Swam added also the Gate to the Sugi of Hefsek Tyro, then you have no right to Paskin. That means when you go into the mikvah, it goes from being a case of being tamei to tayra, or a hefsek tayra, they go from a case of being mayim sosim to mayim psuach to mayim sosim. In those cases, last time I say the ma'isa to be machmer. Atzad Hasheni, well, I mean going to the mikvah, the second week of the seventh, right? Now, the others disagree. There's a prim godim. In Anogus, Ashov initial says there's no chesed tum over here. It's chazokus oslushtanis. And then if you can't be mekel, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Masham says, no, you can always paskin upon your wife. And if also go this way, and numerous places can disagree with the Pesach Teshuva, and say the Aruch HaMaisa negate to have the Cairo, and negate the case of a going to the mikvah, Maisa's motor, a Berkowitz says, the Maisa can be paskin all maris for your wife. However, the Sron do speak out, even when the Tzad to Yimachmer, speaks out the Badai Shulchan, the Chodshani, and others, they speak out, even when the Tzad to Yimachmer, that's only when the case we have a Mara, there's Sron, it's Sveikis over here. You have a Masara, you have Mahalach, you're going to paskin for your wife. But let's say it's not a Psak. It's 100% your deal. She brought you blue. The Ramah says blue is mutter. No one argues on the point. If it's 100%, not a Shara, it's 100% your deal, that's not a Shaila. I mean, you know 100% she gives you a Kesem, less than the size of your grits. I don't go ask your Rav, because there's Chesed Tum over here. It's less than a penny. You cover it. Everyone sees it. She can pass in that way, I can pass in that way. No problem over here. So that means, even, that means, first of all, on the Chokhmah Sodom, that those want to argue. And numerous places want to argue. Or Choshukhah Masham. But even the Tzati Yimachmer, if it's 100%, the idea that you know 100%, not even a Sovik to get to you, no Tzan to get to you, then even those one time, even call the Chokhmah Sodom, Yesh Lohakal. Next Sugyo, Sif Gimel. The Sugyo of Shiva Feres. Now, by Shiva Feres, there are two ideas. The Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, that means a Batika with a Shiva Feres. And then there's an Al Sugyo of Dam going through a Shiva Feres. You'd see as a Dam, Derech to the Shiva Feres, nothing to do with each other. That means you put a pipe that's hollow inside the Isha. The Dam comes from the Makor, out through the pipe, and goes out from the body. What's the Loch in that case? That means we have a Sugyo that Chof and Beis. It really speaks out, we'll come out in Sif Kimel for three cases over here. There's the case of the Shiva Feres, the second case of Dam Chaticho, and the third case when it's naked from the Makor, and one's building upon the other. That means first, the Geitz of Shiva Feres, the Gemara has a Pasuk. Bibbisara, Ashatargish, and now the case of Shiva Feres. Very simple. The Geitz, building upon that, said the Gemara, Dam Chaticho. The Gemara is Machlokes, Rav Lozer, Versh Lechachomim. Lozer wants to be Mekel, Asp Bibbisara. The Chom say, Ain't it Dam Nido, El Dam Chaticho. What's nafkamino? Either nafkamino in the case of pili, case of cracks, or Abai says the nafkamino in the case that goes out pederach. Now, building upon that will lead to the case of nekel makor. That means the question is, well, we pass the chum versus laws, we pass like a chumim. The chumim says it's not dam, neither is dam chaticho. What does that exactly mean? Come on to Beis Yosef, and he points out the machlokes Rashi. First, the Rosh, who brings down the Rosh Mekutzai, what is the Maskon of the Gemara? What's going on Pshat and the Chachamim? Again, the Gemara says two things. Number one, not Shiva Feres. And number two, not a case of a Dam Chaticho. We're not going to say Dam. When it's Dam Chaticho, we'll be Mekel. What's the Svar behind it? There are Rashi and Santa two separate sugyas. Shila Ferris, why? It's Chatzitzo. Anything that's Chatzitzo, Torah is an Anametameyu. The reason of Dam Chaticho, why? Because the Loch is, Chazal says, that has to be Damni than Adam Chaticho. One reason and the second reason, two separate reasons. The way how the Rashi could say, what time of the Rosh? No, it's all one thing. It's not the Derech to see this way. That's Yisoid. Not the Derech to see in the Shem Ferris, not the Derech to see Dam Chaticho. But it's one Yisoid aware. It's not the Derech to see the Dam. What's Nafkamino? Let's say there's Dam Nida, that's not the Derech. Dam Nida, that's not the Derech. What's the Locho? One coin to Rashi, also Pasha Toysis, the Locho will be Tomei, because Dam Nida, that's not the Derech. According to Rashi Gutzai, the Rosh, Dam Nida, that's not the Derech. Maisa is Torah, no problem. That now leads to the third case, the Mechav brings down, Isha there's Necker, the Makar. Now, maybe the doctor explains exactly what that means, but when a person gives birth, the child comes out, some of the Makar moves from its place, the uterus moves from its place, it comes out a little bit. In that situation, now the Dam comes out. Is it the Derech? No. Is it Dam? Yes. So come along to the Mechaber, and he points out, once you go to like the Rosh, the Rash could say, the Loch is not the Derech Agam, it's Tam being Mutter. Therefore, the Mechaber passes the Maisa, it's Mutter. Atzal HaShini, the Shach, brings down the Bach, it says, but that's the Rosh. Let's be Choshish for Rashi, for Taisus. Dam is not the Derech, the Maisa, let's be Machman in this situation. And therefore, they come along and say, no, we'll be Machman in the case of Dam Shenekar. That means the third case of the Mechaber is Be'etz Machloik is among the Rishonim, how do you stand the Sugyo? Halacha, Betaz, they go like the Mechaber, or Choshuk and say, that's going to be the Ik Halacha, and says this form, the Chokh Mazodom, and the crazy place, he's certainly Mokum Igun, be Samach upon the Mechaber, and be Mekel like the Rosh, the Rashbam Kutsoi. Now, to understand this, you saw it, bring down maybe more the Hak Negev to going on the past 50 years, is what's the Lum that's going on over here? That means, let's take the Yisoid as not being the Derech over here. The yeshivish way the Kler the Chakira by Shiva Ferris is the Yisoid, it's the Goyrim or the Tetzah. I mean, let's say a person takes a Shiva Ferris, she puts it by the P in Makar before a period. Then, a day later, the period comes, it goes through the Shiva Ferris. It's basically be Mutter, because it's not the Derech Osir. Is the Yisoid over here that no, the Shveris has to be the one who's goring the Dam to come out. You have to take the Shveris and push it into the Makar. And that caused the Dam to come out, the Sibush Shabai. And therefore, that's why it's not the Derech? The lack of normalcy because you caused it? But no, the Yisoid is not the Sibo. You put it there, it came out by itself. The way it came out is not normal. Not the Derech, because you were the Siva, you caused it, you jammed in, and now you knock the Dam out. You open up the area. You caused it. Are you the Goyrim, the Siva? Well, no, you are Fakert, you're the Tetzah, is the lack of normality. It's not the Derech over here. So the Gedolei Chachamim argue this point. The grass says it has to be you caused it. And then when it says you put the Shveris, it says Adva Abbechlal, means you have to go into the Makar. And you caused it. And what's not the Derech for you to cause it? And so the Rechaim, the Santa says no. And says the Parashat Shemot, the Abachlal, until that you put it there. And the Nath Derech is the way it went through a Shepharis. You put it there, and what happened? The Tetzah is, the Yitzir went out through a Shepharis. That's a Machlok is handing some of the Yisrael of here. What is the Hetzah Shepharis? Again, the grass says, it's a Sibo, you're causing it. Av Nezer Hartzvi, and the Parashat Shulchan says, we pass this way. And so Hashem, we'll see where Shlomo Zalman very vehemently disagrees with his Yisrael. He goes like the Parashat Shemot, the Rechaim, the Yisrael is the Tetzah. Kodshani went this way. Now, coming out Negev to these questions really leads out to a Kula Nechumra. That means, let's say you the Loch is, you put it by the Makar, and you did not jam it in. According to the Mahalach of Tetzah, be a make, a Kula. Masha'en came, the Yisoid of being jamming it in, you did not do that, to be Machmer. One of that there. If I care, let's say you jam it in, but Dam goes on the outside of the Shifaris, not inside. According to the Yisoid of Tetzah, you don't have the Tetzah, be a Chumra over here. Nothing to say to you, a Sibo, be a Kulo. That means a Kulo and a Chum on each way over here. That means again, you jam the pipe in, the Dam goes on the outside. Mice is not the Derech. But it's not in the Shepharis. Is it the Tzor or is it the Goyim? That means a Kulo and a Chum on each Mahalach. What really discusses in the 1960s, Shlomo Zalman printed a long tshuva, negate this question. How to apply it? It first printed in the periodical Vinoyan, then it printed then his brother Sefer Imre Avram on Vestas. He printed over there. Now the Mincha Shloimes that came out, the red one in Chel Beis Siman Ayin, or the black ones in Siman Ayin Beis, there's a 35 page Shuvah over there, 42 Oseis, going through discussing Beikar our Sugya of Shiva Feris. The question will lead to our Sugya is that Noshim, how do you become a Torah after you have a period? So we know we wait 5 days, then you do Zayin Nikiyim, and after 12 days you go to the mikvah. It seems that if Noshim have a ovulation before day 12, day 11, day 10, day 9, they cannot get pregnant if you have to wait 12 days. If the beards are earlier, there's a problem coming Torah in a time that they can become pregnant. And therefore the Olam says over, the reason why we go to Tshuva, because some of his children had this issue over here, they didn't have any children, and they had this figure, how in the world can become a Torah before day 12? Now, just to speak out quickly, the Tshuva, take about 10 minutes, different points, yes, better before Chalokim over here, before Anafim, he divides up these 42 Oseis. Again, he's come to make a situation, the person go to the mikvah before day 12. So his first Anaf, his first four Oseis, is costing, is there a way around the number 5 and the number 7? That means we wait 5 days, because maybe they're Tashmish, and therefore, as Pelech Shech Lazera, we wait 5 days. Is there a way around number 5? She said, let's say in the case she had a vest, 30 and 31, then she's right afterwards, start counting day 5 from the day of the vest. She didn't see the period yet, start counting 2 days earlier. He says another way of counting 5 days earlier is 1 day, 1 month, not go to the mikvah. So you have to count 5 days. He has different ideas how to get around day 5. He said, that's very simple. If she does not see, she sees 3 days, 4 days. But most Noshim anyway see 5 or 6 days. So most Noshim, the Isha, the Itza, getting around 5 days, is only did not see them. Otherwise, you're always stuck with Zan Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore, the Itza around 5 is not that simple. So therefore, he says, next question, let's get around 7 days. Again, he said, but a person sees 5, he can't. It's not possible. We see these Zayin Nikiyim. Let's, in the Alav Noshim, we'll see 5 days. We'll see 6 days. The whole Itza of 4 is when you clean on day 4. Now, so it comes to 7 days. There were way around 7 days. Maybe Mishum, not having children, pregnancy, Puravu, maybe there's Svara and it's sad to be Makel. There's Galam Masechto that says a Chumra Bzeira, Mokh Mitzara Kodal, Mokh Madchak, and the Maisha will be Makel. Of Gusman and Kedushin, they bring down that way. The Maisha of Shlomo Zalman brings a list of tshuvas from Tfer Shlomoisha, Nedib Yudav, Sam Sefer. That does not give this eight in the gate to give a guna for revu. See, the place did not hold this way. Once we saw the chmiel asman, we keep it as is. So the first enough is a way around 5 and 7. He says no. Fine. Second enough now. Hey, chof aleph. Next 16 oseis discusses. I'll give you a simple eitzel. Take a shiva feris, put it inside of her body by a pila makar. Have it coming out of the body. Let she sees dam 5, 6, 7 days. Let the dam come out. After 7 days, take out the pipe. Torah. Let it go to the mikvah. Shomali so. Is that a good eitzah? That means building upon our sugyo, is that a good way around this question to make all the mikvah after 7 days? What? Oh, we'll get to that. Each point. So first, number one, he discusses this idea of being Torah. Besorah, that mighty makel. That's true, it's Torah and Torah. Is it a Torah and Rabbanon? That means the same Gemara says with Besara and Shadarkish. Without Agosha, it's Torah and Torah. Yeah, we know without Agosha, as Ksavim, we're Machmer. So maybe the whole entire Sugya is discussing in Torah, maybe just like Ksavim, we're Machmer, maybe by Shiva Feres also do Rabbanu, we're Machmer. Only in Torah, we make it. So he says, read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, by Shiva Feres, Allah is Torah. Shulchan Aruch says, even with Manazel, the Maisa could be Torah. And therefore, I, by some goyzer, that's a normal thing. Here it's not normal to have shiferis inside the Isha's body. Therefore, no sort to be goyzer over here. Now, there is a part of Simonim disagrees. He wants a tiny, it really depends how it comes out. Does it come out in the normal way? Or you jammed it in and you caused it as Tiba to come out? If you caused it to come out, you're right to be Torah. If you're the Siba, you're the Goyim. Mash Enki, in the case it comes out of the normal Derech, he wants to say, it's the bottom. He's Marach about it. Scheinberg, the Meister, Loch, the Meister, goes like this, this Indian, that's why he wants to argue with Shlomo Zalman. He wants to argue and say, the story of his Ister Abodon. The Meister of Shlomo Zalman brings down the Paras Yemoinim and says, T'mua Ma'id, where will they get it from? He's Marach, it's against all the Rishonim, against the place of Shlomo on the page. And then he says, the Meister is Torah, Sayyim Min HaTorah, Sayyim Min HaAbodon. But the Shani went this way also. That's question number one. Number two is, now we have to get involved with the Graz. The Graz is very important. And Shlomo Zalman comes along and says, the loch is to put on the outside before a pair comes. Pair comes the next day and wait 7 days. But according to the Graz, that's not enough to be sure of Ferris. The said is, you have to be the seat of the Gorim. You have to push it into the body and cause the Makor to open up and cause the Dam to come out. Now it's very important, I'm going to be choshed with the Graz over here. Against the Derechai. Come on, Shlomo Zalman says, number one, let's think about it. We have Machlokes Pshat, the Sugya, the Rash, and the Rosh, against Rashi and Tosfos. Says in Mishkanos Yaakov, it's Rashi, it's Tosfos, it's Rambam, Ramban, the Raj, the Ran. It says the side of the Heter is Chatzitza. That means according to Rashi and Tosfos, Avadat's Mutter with a Shuvah Feres. That means only Noch, the other side, we can start clearing the Shiloh. In the Rashi, we could say, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Avadat's Mutter. We have a list of Yishama say the Ik is Rashi and Tosfos. Only the other side, the Rash and the Rosh, we can be Chayshish, clear what's your side of the Shuvah Feres. In them, he says, the Ik is not like the Graz. The Ik is like the Divrei Chaim. He said, it's not the Sibo, it's the Tetzal Shaboy. So the Divrei Shlomo Zalman says like this, if there's no Mikveh around, and Chanami will go against the Graz. If there's a Mikveh around, so fine, after 7 days, take it out, and go to the Mikveh. For the Raises, let's be Chayshish for the Graz. Elmai gets involved. No, the chash, no. He gets involved maybe a step further. You're asking, well, you chash with the grass inside the rice, so what happened? After 7 days, the whole idea of Zainikim is only Drabalim. But starts with the deraiso for short. So it's a Gilgal deraiso. One from the deraiso, rolled over to the Drabalim, and then Gilgal deraiso has a getaway deraiso. So it's chash with the grass inside the rice again. So no, that's not how it works over here. A lot of the first halacha, we don't pass on the grass. Shasha, Milo, any the concept over here, let's go to the grass, let's go to the mikvah. But Loch Lamaisi says, we do not pass on the grass, but Siruf, anyway, half the Rishonim do not even learn like the Rosh and the Rash. That means that in the Rosh and the Rash, we have Rashi Tosfos, that says, Chatzitza Vada works still here. So it comes out, to get to the second question of, you get to the grass, again, number one, the idea is that half the Hashem disagree, and even in those Hashem can be Michael. Like, that means it comes down to saying to you, say this, it's Mutter Abonim, and the Ikwid not pass like the grass. Is next enough? The next 13 Oisius? His causes, let's say she became Tomei. Can you put the Shiva Ferris in for the Zainikim? Kemenito. You missed the, you're supposed to put it beforehand. Doesn't want to walk around the next couple of days, doesn't know when the period's happening. You know what? Period started. Fine. Now let's put in the Shuvah Feres, and then she has Zainikim, because everything went through the Shuvah Feres. Maisa be more to that way. So it's really a question we discussed all in the beginning by Kuf Pei Gimel. Is the loch is the Isha becomes Tomei. The Zainikim, she sees Dam without her Gosho. Is that be a case that she'll still be Osir, Minatara? Because at the end of the day, you need a Kim, she doesn't have a Kim, you saw Dam. Or no, do you say is the dam to ask you during the Zayin Akim has to be with our Gosho, because no Gosho, not Nichol Geder of Dam. We spoke, the question is, to make you Tomei, you need a Gosho. That's Besorah Achatagish. But let's say you are Tomei, to Mataru you, and you see Dam during the Zayin Akim without our Gosho, are you Tomei Minatoro or not? Because you don't have Nikim. Or no, it has to be Nikim from what? From Dam with our Gosho. The Chavadah says, we spoke out, his sheet is, has to be Nikim from Dam. Nikim from Dam. You don't have a heter of Agosho by Zainikim. The Maiso, everyone knows the Maro is certainly not the way, Kim Eger and Kupa Gimel says that's to be the Shach. The Shach says, no, even during the Zainikim, the loch is, you have to have Agosho to ask you. Without Agosho, has Nechel get it through Abonon. Even during the Zainikim, it will bring Zemar to Rav, that's the Kesef. We say, let's agree with the Maiso and Michael. We do not go like the Chavadas over here. Shlomo Zalman is a Marach this question over here, the Gei Zainikim. And he said, the myself is the words of Echei Nogu Kol Balei Haro, not like the Chavadas. Even if you put the Shavaris during the Zainikim, fine. Alvin says, Zainikim, even though you have no Gosh, the myself will be Michael. His last enough. So he puts it by the by the P of the Munkar. We'll get to where he puts it, maybe. Not a question where to put it, these classes. I don't think so, but I sure. Don't think so. The fourth enough, the last point is from the Isis Lam Hei till Membeis, discusses practically where exactly to put the pipe. Where do you put the Shemaferis? That means the front end of the pipe and the back end. The part that goes inside the body and the part that goes out. So first, the gate to the part that goes in has to go by the P of the Makar. Where is that? We discussed already by Richas, the Isha has an artik that goes to the Tavarechem to the Rechem. In English, goes from the vagina to the cervix to the uterus. Where exactly are you pointing this Pia Rechem? Pia Makar. Where are you pointing the Shemaferis? So it gets involved with the Rambam and the Nehuda and the Chassam Sofer. And you want the Sugya and Daf Yudzayin and Beis. The Mishnah over here has the Sugya of a Cheda and Aliyah and a Prozer. And the Oshkel has a picture. Chassam Sofer says, whatever picture, whatever the Mishnah means, it's not Amritzia, it's not Amritzia. No one knows exactly what's going on. And Shom Zam also gets involved with whatever the Rishonim say one word, we mean opposite. And we don't exactly know what the Metzias is. Fine, he goes back around and says the Lashonis are different, our Metzias are different. He does end up saying, according to the Chassam Sofer, Chassam Sofer says it has to be the P of the Makor, of the uterus. So if that's so, the Makor, the Shepharis doesn't go there. It can't get there. At least in the 1960s and 1970s. Because it could go into the Nartik, but it can't get into the cervix. It tells you, make it hurt the Isha, can get inside. He said, "Ma'aseh, that's not, even though the Chassam Sofer says that way." He said, "Ma'aseh, that's not the halacha. The halacha has to go to the P of the Savarechem." And therefore, he says, "Bring down the Rishonim and Paiskim," and says it goes from the outside, goes to the Savarechem. And you put it there, mamash by the Savarechem. That's simple. So, where does it go outside? It goes, does it have to go outside the body? Or it can go a little bit inside the body. So, he wants to go from Bein Hashinayim to inside the Natik, halfway in. Gets involved with the Ristav Rom with Pesach Chuvah Kof Pei Gimel. Discusses what's in the body goes out of the body. He's choshim with the Noidim Yehuda says maybe Zivas Davalach and Nechel Gedev Agosho. So maybe also have a problem by him the Sugya of Gosho. Then he ends up saying, wish you have it out of your body. That means this pipe that you want to be Sarech upon Lach Lamaisto, so they put it by the P of the Tzavarechem, now out of your body, out of her body. And therefore, I guess for those 7 days, I don't know if she should walk around too much, she'll lie down on the back maybe, not too comfortable, not that simple. But my staff children, Puravu, it's a close opportunity over here. That's my say, his tshuva, how he came out, where to go put it. Aloch l'maisa, can we be semich upon this idea of a Shiva Ferris? So this tshuva in the 1960s made a massive rash among the G'daylim. Can we be semich upon this Eitzah to make life better for certain people in the gate having children? My Shiva Shlom Zalman, again, he ended off the end this tshuva, yes you can. He's very clear. He says, "Bichoshi, maybe go to mikvah, but you take it out after 7 days." The Maisha she's tohara. He was semich upon this concept. They went over to other gedolim as to what to go do. They say over, I don't see it in print. They say over that the esal biyashiv and the ger to his daughter, and he told his daughter not to be semich upon what the shver over here said. They have of Scheinberg, the Maisha he wrote about it, and he said, "Come on to be machmer." It's sad. He wants to tie it like the parzim moinim, and says only when it comes out. When you jam it in that situation, we make all the rabbanans. But it comes out b'derech by itself. You have an issur rabbanan over here. Chodeshani and Avotim they issued this question, and they came along and said they want to argue not mitzad the sugi per se, simply mitzias not possible to get exactly the place that no dam comes out outside, only inside the shemferes. The vada chalila, the words of King of Vosner Chodeshani, the vada would not semich yet. Chodeshani chalila hokol b'zeh. This is neither chomer kizet. We semich this concept, but then that came out the technical aspect. They get involved in the technical mitzvahs, how to go do it. Who said they can get it? Mamish the P. Makar, no doubt to go outside. There is a sefer, Halacha Brura. Halacha Brura is a sefer shalom, a complete sefer to argue the Shalom Zalman, 120 pages. That means that the Bala Mechaba over there writes that since the Ilum in those days were very quiet, that means Chodeshani and the Vosner and the Shama came out later. And when Shalom Zalman came out with his heter, the Ilum was saying, the Gedolim are keeping quiet. He said, I'm not going to keep quiet. And he goes through prop by prop, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, and Imamish, not Shuz, not Emes, I think he's of Epstein maybe, Halacha Brura, and they come along and he says, that don't say we're quiet, I'm not masking, but ik at the end of the day, where it's choshesh, the safer, it's at the grass. I said, the grass, Shulchan Aruch Rav. So the only way to resign to Mechel is when you jam it in. You Shlomo Zalman, saying, leave it on the outside, let the dam come out. That's the ikatino. And the oil said, El Maikin, jam it in, go to the grass, we're choshesh, the dam go on the outside. down the outside, you have now by the other malach, the Rechaim. So you're stuck, mamish, can't you really do both malachim? And therefore, that's the ikatana why the mice person cannot be Michael. But the man is there, can we summer upon it? So again, this tshuva was a big rash in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. So the 90s and onwards, come on this forum, and they say today we can control the ovulation based upon technology with injections and with medicine, and we can change the ovulation. Doctor can tell me better. But the books say we do not do this because we don't need to go do this. And much more practical and easier ways to get involved, how to help an isha get pregnant. And therefore, Bizman is there, we don't do these things. So we're left with a massive tshuva Shlomo Zalman, wonderful lumdis in us to get how to go through it. And Avada for Oinik Shabbos, what better Oinik, a person having Shabbos, to sit down and read over here, Mamish, 42 Oisi is 35 pages. I'm sure the Oinik wants to go, something to go do, Gishmak a tshuva to go read, and get it to Asugyo. One, for Ben Zmanim. One last point, come along with Mechaber, discuss over here, a side question of a psichus hakever. The klal ein psichus hakever b'lidam. Now, really, that's so good. Simon kuf tzadik dalet. We'll get back to bariches over there. Just really, there are five questions to speak out. And we'll discuss a bit over there. Speak out the questions. Number one, is there a klal of psichus hakever b'lidam? Machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim. The Rambam Maisa wants to make like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass the lechumro. Eifshar that psichus hakever b'lidam. Aleph. Second is, where's the psichus hakever? The Gemara's custom comes out from the body. What about externally? You take an instrument by the doctor, and then out from the body and goes inside the isha. You see the klal aim sikhs keva blidam, and the vanish is tamay or not. The big shayla among the Dalai Achorinim. The Maestro, they point out the Beis Yosef over here, come along, and he says, by the case of a Ferris, you have a baya, but inside the sikhs psikhs keva blidam. So they point out the Beis Yosef holds a loch over here is that psikhs keva is even external. Numerous places can mice and nobody wants to argue on the base asif. But even externally, we have this klal over here. Number three, they point out is that when you have something come out of the body, mashko, you say the same. Do you say the same klal im psichus hakever b'lidam? Well, noshim have green and blue, as we know. Whatever that means, they have mashko. They have maris at a toiro, and we're not being matamaher. I im psichus hakever b'lidam. Elamai mashko is not nichol together or the klal. That means certain small amounts can come out. That's not psichus hakever. Building upon that, number four, come on the Chodim's cost. If so, what's the size of Psichas Kever? Let's say you have an instrument that's very, very small, like the size of a mashko. Is it 15 millimeters? Is it 19 millimeters? Is it 25 millimeters? Size of your thumb, pinky, the Chodim get involved with. What that size of there is, building upon this question. The fifth question is, when you say Psichas Kever, where is the Kever? Is that their cervix, Savarechem? Or is that the Makor? Is it the uterus? Bring my colleagues among the Paiskim. We have Moshe the way he takes on Allah Lamaisa. He wants tied up since Kevin itself is Machalik Sabudu versus Chamim. Externally, is Machalik is also in Abudu Beis Yosef. The size of Lamaisa from where is it? Is it the cervix or the Makar? He said Lamaisa, from all three will be Machal. When he goes inside the cervix itself. Numis Paiskim, if you ever ask around, once you get to doing some procedures, they all want to argue with Moshe. Those are the five questions over here. Again, we'll get to Barichas and Kuf Tzadik Dalet. Sif Dalet. An isha sees dam. It's very clear in the Gemara whether it's lach or yofesh, it's tummy. How come on the Gemara brings down? Let's say isha sees dam. That's a klipo, or case of tsara, or case of offer, or yachush and madumim. What is that? The Gemara said, go test it. If it's nimuach, it'll be tummy. Not nimuach, it'll be tar. How do you go test it? The Gemara brings up two ways. Either a case of peshim. The Gemara says maybe 24 hours. Take you. Maestro, we say 24 hours. Be choshish. Or to take it and squash it with your nail, with the case of roik on top of it. If it's nimuach, be tamei, otherwise it won't be tamei. So we have two ways of going to go do it. One with the case of peshim, which is, where I'm moving down, the case of chmimas haroik, which is body temperature 98.6 Fahrenheit. Or the case of your tipunayim. Practically, first of all, do you do the case of peshim? So the chokhmas, other said the maizu would not be keem in doing peshim. But vosna, chodshani, mizriel, he brings down would not be keem. It's not a shiny. I'm not sure what's so hard about being Bikim about. The kid says, Maiser are Bikim, Sam Seifa, Pideo, the Archashulchan, Manashulchan says, we are Bikim. The Maiser, I've never seen it. I've never heard anyone do the case of Peshim. However, the second case of Tzipur Naim, Maiser, I've not been taught. I have heard that people said they've been taught the case of checking with Tzipur Naim. I've heard that. They say, Rabbi Ashim, others. I personally never been taught that, never seen it. They say that has been taught. Now, Peshim, I never heard of. And Tzipur Naim, I have heard. We do discuss over here is what happens when you have a smaller piece that comes out from the body and the maaseh gets lost. I get a shayla constantly, happened to me also, a little digger cloth with some teepas on top of it. I picked it up, rolled off, fell onto the carpet, can't find anywhere. Now what? What's the luck when you lose the little kartum over here? You come on the Pesach Shuvah, and he brings down a machlikus dola achoinim, you say you have a sex cycle. Maybe the case over here is not dam. And if it's dam, maybe it's, we're not sure if it's red or not. Is that kuloi chodesh sveiko, not kuloi chodesh sveiko? Maisa, well, the farm bring it down. Come on, by the shulchan, bring down some soifer that the Pesach Shuvah sends you to. He says, number one, if you say you have no agosha. Number two, it's not bezmanavest. Number three, it's not a case of hesek taro or the first 3 days. The maisa, you can make a mitzvah sex cycle. Maybe it's a makkah. And even if a case over here is not a makkah, she had no gosha, so that's on the kula. Therefore, if you have these small pieces that got lost, maybe it's a makkah. A lot of the time, what do you have these small pieces for? You can't tell if it's dam or not. You got lost. Come on, by the shulchan says, even though you know it's red, 100% it's red. I mean, because you're discussing, you don't know it's red. You have a sex cycle. So by the shulchan, you know it's red, but maybe it's a makkah, and it got lost over here. And therefore, it's a, you don't have a gosha, you left a case up on over here. Maisi can be Michael. And therefore, there are, when the thing people lose things, happens all the time, they get lost. Unfortunately, when the pieces you try to pick up, it disappears. Maisi, the Chassam Sofer, brought down in Pesach Shuva, says, by the Shulchan, we paskin, you say you have no gosha, not his manifest, you can be Michael. Similar, let's say the case you did not lose it. But sometimes, come to Mazodim, and you have this case of karton, smaller pieces over here, that they're so small you cannot even check it. They're so small, you mamash your tiny pieces over here. It's coming along the Chokh Mesodom, and I see a lot of people go this way. He says you have a tzad, maybe osim amo, and maybe it won't be nimoch. You can't test it, maybe it will be nimoch, maybe it won't be nimoch. If he wants to make a mitzad, so you're sex fekel. Now, they do argue, can be sali mechal nafe hefzik. Chokh Mesodom said nafe hefzik. If Yashu brings down, some say yes for hefzik, he said to be machmer. Perkut says even for hefzik, can be mekel. That means Lewis Tavid, bring a particular cloth to the Rav, he looks at very small pieces, and he's like, it's not from the body. Not from the body. What means not from the body? I can tell. Well, it's little small things over here. Well, go check. You can't really check. But they're coming from to your Mekel. Well, either you can say they're Mekel because they know for sure it's not from the body. But they're coming more. There's a Chokhmah Sodom over here saying that best time you should really, these pieces, you really go check over here. You can't check. You have a sex faker. Maybe Osim Almo. V'oid, even if it did come from the body, maybe it's Nimuach. And therefore, from our Sugya, they come along the Chokhmah Sodom to be Mekel over here. They're sound like they're too small to even put inside Pashu. The certain pieces are bigger, and then these small things. Nothing, no way of really checking. That's the words of the Chokhmah Sodom is you can't check. Now they do discuss if so. What happens in Shabbos? You have these little things over here, pieces. Let's say you can check. Do you have a bayah? Mitzad the sugya muchsa. Side point. This the dying wife in Shuva. Can you bring a bedi cloth with pieces to rub on? This case is Yontif. She says, Yontif, maybe Tashmish is Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh. I think Julie says, Tashmish is Eichel Nefesh over here. So you have to go check the kartim. But he says, what do you mean? His piece is a dam. Dogs eat dam. It's really a chil of a cloven. What? Yish lion, yish lotin. My sister, Shom Zaman, my shak, the one time it's a gil muksa over here. Shom Zaman says muksa. Shai Tzim Malacha, Kos Mashak, why is the muksa for? My sister, you have to go check it. We have a bar over here. Didn't think Shom Zaman said a muksa, what to go do over here? What are they going to involve with? If you have to do in case the muach, in fact, Mishom Mazam and Yashu, they want to argue, Nichol get a teichen or not. You're grinding something. Is it a teichen? These are interesting side points to get to Yantur, to Travis. What? Yeah, but it's not. It's a bosses. But it's now here. The whole Hatz of the Acher, not what's here. Bosses also runs here right now. You have to remove it to make it at least bosses. That means you won't have Migidus Katsoi Ben Eshmosis. You won't have Migidus Katsoi. The Maestro is Muxa, the bosses right now. Now, come on the Mechaber and Sefer, and he brings down this halacha is only to be made on this karatim when there's no blood there at all, which is Yavish Legamri. There's blood on top of it. The Maestro be a case of Tomei. Come on the Ramon, he says interesting words. The Tafkan Isha that has a vest, Shloy Bashash Vesta. Then in the case, the Moch will be Mechal, otherwise, he won't be Mechal. Now, he comes, he sends you to the Sukkot Kupay Zayin Sefer over there. So the Chorim Isk, Toy Shlomim, Pesach Shuva sends you, Shach Betzim, they're discussing what is Pshat of the Ramot to Machmer. The whole reason why the Ramot is Machmer, Simukupe Zayin Sefei, Shas Vesto, because you can't say Vichil Omle Sero. because she sing. But here, if I can ask them because I have little pieces over here, but I have my period, there won't be pieces over here. That's why make only have these little pieces of the gates of character. Therefore, the Shach argues on the Ramah over here. Now, you saw the Pesach Shuvah, or you see the Torah Shalom, they want to answer the Ramah does not mean what the Shach says. Either the Pesach Shuvah wants to say it means the case when it's done over here with it, can we tell upon the Sugya Mako, or the Torah Shalom wants to say it means the case of after 3 times, the safe of the Ramah, not the Rashi Ramah. That means the Be'ikah the Pesach can either argue with the Ramah, or they define them more differently, and one time a vadik with some upon this karatim, even b'shas vest. That means usually a noshim will bring you these pieces on the karatim, on a b'dikah cloth. What do you b'dikah for? See, there's zainikim or you may vest. The place can say the ma'isan you may vest. You can't be samech on the kolom the gate of the sugya of karatim. The last point is sevav, is that we're discussing this karatim we're saying is not dam. Let's say a chatichas dam, a piece of dam over here, a piece of dam. What's the loch in that case? They said to be the machlokes, the balamor versus the ravid. The balamor wants to tie it. It's not the rule for my sister's mother. Tashin the ravid says this is a the case of dam over here. Aloha the raw, the rosh the torah. They come along to be makel like the balamor. At tashin the rashi says it's like the ravid. So kolsoiv is dam. Therefore, the mechaber has a stam yish armim. Said the torah shlom aloha is stam. Therefore, all the place of the shach says before she shall me that way. And everyone come along and says aloha my sister is when you chatichas dam avada to be machmer. The question is, if so, why are we testing all these cases of being nimuach, not nimuach? What's a shiloh? Before it comes over here to be machmer. So they're pointing out, about the whole shiloh is dafka by chetichas dam, but things that are clear, offer, or klippas over here, that's whatever the Gemara says, Avadi can test. That's a black-white Gemara over here. That means things that are not in the Gemara, that come on chetichas dam to be machmer. Things that are the mice nechel together of offer, or klippas, or cyrus, that Avadi can test as sif dalad, each one with its klum, its halach over here. We just finished Kopeches. We have Chazara. On Sunday, we'll be Chazara on half what we learned. On Monday, we'll be Chazara on the other half we learned. Wednesday will be a test wherever you are. Either it can be sent through email, not through email, whatever it is. There will be a test on Wednesday.